So welcome, if you've arrived since the start. Good to have you all here. As I said at the beginning, we do things a bit differently. It's time now for the kids to head out to Sunday school, the first Sunday school of the year. Have a great time with Lindsay and Henry, and there's a creche for younger kids happening as well. Fantastic. Yeah, we're doing things a bit differently this morning. It's our termly prayer gathering, the first ever Barney's termly prayer gathering. And so I'm going to speak more briefly. We're going to consider a passage that talks about the privilege of prayer. And then we're going to spend some time in different sections praying together and in small groups. If you feel uncomfortable praying out loud, don't let that put you off. It'll be absolutely fine to pray in silence, to pray in your head. We don't want to make you feel uncomfortable at all. Okay, if you turn in your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to consider a few verses from this letter. Hebrews chapter 10, I think it's on page 1871 in the red Bibles. If there aren't enough Bibles, let that be an encouragement to bring your own. We probably don't have enough for everyone when everyone's here. So Hebrews chapter 10, we're going to read from verse 11 to 25. Okay, let me read this to you. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice, he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time," says the Lord. "I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. Therefore, brothers and sisters, since we have confidence to enter the most holy place by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way opened for us through the curtain, that is, his body. And since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near to God with a sincere heart and with the full assurance that faith brings, having our hearts sprinkled to cleanse us from a guilty conscience and having our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching.